This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006. Oh my God, I just thought of something as we were starting to record here. Today is my very first boyfriend's 51st birthday, I think. Yeah, 51st. 51. He's 51 today.
Well, happy birthday to him.
Oh, by the way, we have the boyfriend here with us tonight because we're going on our little vacation. So, hi, Mr. Boyfriend.
Hello.
How are you?
Hot.
Is it hot right now in my house, or is it just hot in general?
No, it's hot outside. It's hot. It's 99 degrees here in Washington. It's terrible.
Yeah, and as you know, we're recording this Tuesday night, and it's like 5 till 10, and it's still like 90-something degrees.
Yes, we're both nude. Archer has taken all of his clothes off, and he's wandering around nude.
Because my balls are so sweaty, I want them to air out.
I think your hiney is so sweaty, you want your little ass to air out.
That too. You know, speaking of the temperature, not to change subject from my naked body to yours, but or to something else, but this afternoon when I got in my car to go run errands, you know, my car has a thermometer that tells you the temperature of the outside. Guess what it said?
213 degrees.
Oh my gosh, you're right. No. It said 103 degrees.
I don't know what you had for dinner this evening. A hot bowl of vegetable soup.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It's the perfect thing for you to have on a hot summer day.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because you love your vegetable soup. You love your vegetable soup.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
And by the way, boys and girls, for those of you who are listening, we're recording on the iRiver because I'm too lazy to get the microphones and shit out. So this is just going to have to do. I think it'll be fine, though.
It sounds like you have 5 washing machines spinning at the same time in your apartment.
Well, that's because of the fucking plumbing issue that the condo above me had. And I've got 2 blowers trying to dry out the carpeting and a huge dehumidifier in the kitchen. And it's more than 24 hours later, and the carpeting is still it's slightly damp right now. You might feel it with your bare feet when you walk across it.
I have my socks on.
You'll take those off later. Why are you nude with just your socks on?
I have a sock fetish.
Oh. Well, did you notice the stains on the carpeting when you came in?
I did. It's repulsive.
It's disgusting. And I think I'm going to, well, as I told you earlier, because they're coming in on Thursday to put everything back together and take these blowers and shit out of here and put the carpeting back in. If they do not clean the carpeting and get those stains out, then when we get back on Monday, I am going to request new carpeting in my house.
You'd better. What? Rip the fucker up.
The carpeting is pretty disgusting right now, and I'm really not happy with it. So anyway, even though we're both extremely tired, we are going to go on a vacation tomorrow. If my closing on my refinancing is tomorrow, it depends on the time that the refinance is, but anyway, as you're listening to this, we may be driving down to Charlottesville, Virginia, because we are going to go on a 5-day winery tour. And how many wineries do you think we'll get to?
1.
Sweetheart, you know that on the itinerary, I have scheduled 14 wineries. 14 winery visits. Do you think we'll be able to do all of that?
Well, I hope so, unless you act in a silly... we know that you can... You behave in such a fashion sometimes that we're expelled from wineries, restaurants, parties, synagogues, mosques.
Synagogue? What are you talking about?
Yes, you behave, you get silly, you start dancing and singing, and...
We have never been kicked out
of anything. You can't help yourself. And I always warn you before we go anywhere for you to behave. And what do? You behave as though you're a silly 5-year-old. And so I say 1 because it depends on really how you behave tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, depending on the timing that we're able to leave, we may only get to 1 winery.
No, I think we should be a little more optimistic than that because you said unless they call by 9 o'clock and they can arrange something in the morning, you weren't going to do it until Monday.
Okay, what if they call and say, all right, your closing will be at 3 o'clock?
Well, then that's not acceptable. So you tell them you can do it on Monday in the morning.
All right.
You can't do anything. What can you do about it? All you have to, they're going to meet with you to sign tons of papers.
I know. I've done it before.
And you're the paying customer. They're making money off of your.
I understand
process.
That. I understand that.
All right.
Oh my God! I'm so tired.
Do you think the bank officer would cancel his vacation because you decided you weren't going to show up until 3 o'clock?
No.
All right.
I really have a feeling that they'll just say it'll be on Monday anyway.
Well, again, so. You're the customer. It's really up to you, but that's all I'm going to say about it.
So anyway, back to the heat. How have you been dealing with the heat? What have you been doing?
Well, in addition to just wearing my socks, I have been rubbing ice cubes all over my nude body.
Does that make your nipples hard?
No, just the opposite. Everything shrinks and deflates.
So and, do your balls shrink up?
Everything shrinks.
Oh.
And really, you know, there was a notice posted in our building about the possibility of blackouts. And advising us not to use appliances, to watch TV, to use minimal air conditioning. I thought, they must be crazy. Minimal air conditioning, it's 105.
You can't control the air conditioning in your house anyway.
Well, no, what are you going to do? You can't turn on anything, so you just sit. I mean, the advice given was not very useful, nor practical. But, of course, a blackout means you can't really do anything.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so
tired. What do we do? So
you just sit there.
No, you just sit there.
Well, you don't watch much TV anyway, so.
No, I don't.
It's just been absolutely
What would
miserable.
You do if they had to turn the power off and you couldn't watch TV for an hour? What would you do?
I would
go crazy.
I would read a book or get
go
on my...
Go crazy.
I'd get on my laptop.
No, because none of the electricity is turned off.
Oh my God, speaking of that, guess what's happening tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.?
They're turning the water off?
No, they're shutting down the elevators. All through. Did you read that notice in the elevator?
No, I didn't.
Because, as you know, we got an emergency generator, a new emergency generator. And tomorrow they have chosen that day as the day to connect the elevators to the new generator.
So how are we going to get down to the car?
We're going to have to walk down the stairs.
Well, they were leaving before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Why? You can't walk down 7 flights of stairs?
Of course not. I'm too dainty and delicate.
Going down is no problem. It's coming up. Plus, you only have your one bag. What are you concerned about?
That's true. But I'm just too delicate and dainty.
No.
I'm too tender.
No. Anyway, so...
I think you should...
What?
Carry me on your back.
With my luggage and my backpack and my video camera and my laptop and everything else. Because, you know, I pack like a gay man. Taking everything with the kitchen sink.
If you were a true submissive, yes, you would.
Well, I'm not submissive, so fuck that. Ow, stop it.
You need to know your place, bitch.
That hurt.
I know it did.
Oh, you're so mean. Hey, let me ask you this.
What?
We haven't talked since on the podcast with you. What do you think about Lance Bass coming out as gay?
I'm shocked. I had no idea.
Well, let's ask this question. First of all, do you know who Lance Bass is?
He's like NSYNC, one of those boy bands.
He wasn't NSYNC, you're right. Too bad it wasn't Justin Timberlake. He's the real hottie in that group.
Okay. Well, I don't think he is.
Well, he used to be.
Well, I never thought much of him, but...
Well, are you proud of Lance Bass for coming out?
Wasn't that like one of the more open secrets of the entertainment industry?
Well, I didn't really know anything about it. I had seen on a couple websites.
Not that I know anything about them, but I don't think it was shocking news.
No, I don't think it was shocking either. I had seen pictures of him with Ryken, his boyfriend, before he came out on, I think it was PerezHilton.com, I think it was. So, as soon as I saw him with Ryken, I was like, oh, he is so
Well, it's
gay.
Good that he did, because it will give courage to others to follow.
All right. Next topic. What do you think about, what's his name? Mel Gibson.
Oh.
He's being arrested for drunk driving and for blaming everything in the world on Jews.
Well, isn't that another surprise, surprise? So I mean, he defended his father's anti-Semitic statements. But let's look at it another way. Mel Gibson has been famous for making homophobic statements for most of his career, and no one has ever called him on it. And so now he gets behind the wheel. He gets nabbed by the police. He makes some, he was drunk, but he wasn't overly drunk. Like, he had been maybe like a cocktail or two over the limit. So it's not as though he had lost his faculties and didn't know what he was saying. But, why didn't anyone make a big deal out of his homophobic remarks that he'd been making all this time? And why is this consuming all of our attention? People say anti-Semitic things, horrible things, horrible anti-Semitic, racist, homophobic things all the time. And because it's Mel Gibson, it's,
it's like a big deal now, yeah.
Who cares?
But you do make a good point. If he's made all these homophobic remarks his whole career, why has no one called him on it? Called him on those remarks? That's a good point.
Well, but so you don't like what Mel Gibson had to say, don't go to his movies. I haven't seen any of his movies in years.
I've been aware of his.
He's very homophobic, and I did not see Passion of the Christ because of the statements. He defended the statements, not defended, but he didn't refute the statements his father made about Jews. And I just wasn't interested in seeing some wacky, extreme Catholic Christian perpetuate stereotypes that only lead to the kind of extreme behaviors we're seeing right now in the world. So don't go to his movies.
I agree with that. I would think I would do the same thing, not go to his movies.
I never thought he was all that cute anyway.
When he was young, he was very cute.
Well,
but now he's kind of ugly looking.
Ugly on the inside and ugly on the outside.
Very true. Ugly on the inside and ugly on the outside. Well, now, let me just mention now, switching topics again, that we have gotten lots of comments on the website about different shows and stuff. But one reoccurring theme in the comments is that they love the Boyfriend's History Podcast.
Really?
Yes. There was lots of reaction to the History Podcast, and people would like for you to have another one. Is that something that you'd be interested in doing?
Yes, but I have to tell the listeners, my area of expertise really is modern European history.
What does modern European history mean? Like, what are the time periods?
We would start modern European... Well, modern history is considered after Columbus's voyage across the Atlantic. Let's say, to make it a nice round number, 1500 to the present. And I could even go as early as 1350, late Middle Ages. But questions about my American history is adequate, but, to debate Adams versus Jefferson and that kind of thing, I'm probably not the correct person to ask. But I could do something like, why did Napoleon sell Louisiana, and why was Jefferson interested in buying, with the constitutional questions that raised for Jefferson at the time. I can do a little bit of that. But
now let me ask you this. Would this be that, for example, why Napoleon sold Louisiana Territory, would that be something that you would have to do some research on, or do you have enough knowledge in your head that you could do a podcast about that?
I probably know enough about it to talk. Not right now.
No, not right now, but I was thinking maybe on our vacation some evening when we're sitting with my father and have absolutely nothing to do or bored. Maybe we could record 10 minutes or something.
I probably could, but I would probably want some time to get my thoughts together.
Oh, okay.
Because I have my own little a lecture notebook that, and my things, as I'm thinking about it, if I put myself in a historical context, I can kind of clearly think about it.
Gotcha, I understand that.
That's a bit of a... Because, there are some generalizations. Why did Napoleon sell Louisiana? Oh, he needed money to fight wars, would be the general simplistic answer. Well, actually, it's a little more involved than that. It involves Great Britain. And
well, we don't want you to get into that now.
No, not now. But when I have time to think about it.
Right, that could be one of your topics to talk about.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Now, as you know, we're going to stay with my father. What are you looking forward to? Now, remember, he does not listen to the podcast because he has dial-up, so he'll never be able to hear these. So, you can speak honestly. What are you looking forward to with staying with my father for the next 5 days?
Hearing about his latest sexual conquests.
Oh, that's true. He would tell us those things.
He had a girlfriend last time.
Excuse me. Yeah, but let's not go there. Let's not tell them too much.
What would they know about it?
I don't know. But we don't need to tell the listening audience about my father's sexual proclivities.
Well, he's a very active senior citizen.
That's true. Okay, now that we know what you are looking forward to, what are you least looking forward to staying with my father? And you can be totally honest, because he will not hear.
Oh, those Aunt Jemima microwave breakfasts.
I knew you were going to say that.
Those are so bad.
My father is, let's say, living on a budget. No, he's not living on a budget. He's just cheap. Last year when we went and stayed with my father and went on to the winery thing, he got these little microwave breakfast things for us to have breakfast. So what do you want to do? How do we solve that problem? Do you want to
get a dozen eggs? Get some eggs, and I'll make breakfast.
Okay, we might have to do that. Maybe some. Well,
let's just say apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like father, like son, with the food issues.
That's true, because my dad doesn't have any fruits and vegetables in his house.
Well, he does eat them. He has, like, vegetable soup and all, but he doesn't cook.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't cook.
He eats them. He doesn't cook.
And he drinks instant coffee, right? Or no, maybe in the morning did he perk coffee last time?
He did, but it was...
Was it too weak?
Yeah. It was fine. It was drinkable.
So
there's a nice little breakfast place that we went to last time we were there too.
And that was on the way home. That's like,
it was very cheap though.
Yeah, but it's like 45 minutes from his house.
No, it's not. It's right down the road.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's not. It's right in that town where he goes to the antique store or something. It's not 45 minutes away.
Well, I don't remember that. I thought it was on
the
way.
We went for breakfast the last time we were there this fall. We stopped
on the way to a winery.
It's right in that small town where he lives. It's not 45 minutes away.
We
weren't driving 45 minutes.
I think we were driving at least a half an hour.
Oh, see, now you're backtracking.
Well, I think
I doubt it was 20 minutes.
I think it would be easier if we just buy some food and cook it.
I'm talking about on a morning, like, you know, we want to do something different. I'm not saying every morning go there.
Okay.
It was, so, remember they had like pancakes for $2.50 or something?
Yeah, I do remember. It was and we sat outside. It was cool enough to sit outside.
It was beautiful.
I don't think it will be this time, but...
Well, with your nudity, it will be cool enough.
I don't think they would let us sit outside nude.
They'll let you sit outside nude.
Why would they let me and not you?
Because...
You don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, boys and girls, that's what we're doing for the next 5 days. We are going to Charlottesville to visit my father and to visit wineries. I think I must have said that like 16 times now, so I don't need to repeat it. But here's the thing. If you send me email or anything like that, I will not be able to get it or reply to it because my father has dial-up, which I have said. So I'm not saying don't send me email. I'm saying go ahead and send me email, but you won't get a reply until next week because we're not coming back until next week. So, next topic. Do you have a topic, sweetheart? Let's see.
What are you going to make for me tomorrow morning? What will you cook for me for breakfast tomorrow morning?
Well, what would you like?
I would like eggs Benedict.
Okay, well, I have the eggs, and I...
Now, you have to tell the viewers and listeners that you told me, I like eggs Benedict. I like eggs Benedict. Which I find very hard to believe.
I do.
Given your rampant food fears.
Okay, I have had eggs Benedict, as I told you, twice. I had it at a restaurant and at a brunch somewhere, sometime. Well, and as far as I can remember, because it's been a while...
You must have been on drugs.
No. I may have been drunk, but not on drugs. I believe Eggs Benedict is an English muffin with a piece of ham on it then like a semi, I don't know if it's fried or boiled or what, some poached. Kind of poached egg on top of that, and then drizzled on top of that is the hollandaise sauce. Is that correct?
Yeah, you didn't have any mushrooms in there, or?
No, there were no mushrooms in there. No. No mushrooms. And even the hollandaise sauce, I'm not a huge fan of it.
I don't care for hollandaise, and I'm not really an Eggs Benedict fan.
Then why do you want me to make it for you for breakfast?
Just to see your reaction. Just to see you make that funny face you make every time I say something about food.
Well, as you know, I don't have any English muffins or ham, so we will, or hollandaise sauce, so we will not be having Eggs Benedict. So pick something else. Dead Air on a Podcast isn't good. What else would you want for breakfast?
Crepes.
Nope, no crepes. Don't have a crepe thing to make crepes with. Pick something else.
How's about just a boiled egg?
That I can do.
All right. Then you will fix me one boiled egg.
That's it?
That's it.
That's not a breakfast.
It's what you can cook.
Honey, I can do scrambled eggs, I can do bacon, I can do toast, I can do pancakes, I can do cereal.
Well, how's about scrambled eggs with Tabasco sauce?
I don't have any Tabasco sauce.
There's a Whole Foods supermarket down the street.
I am not leaving the condo until we actually walk out the door and go on that
I thought
trip
you really,
because the elevators are going to be shut
I
up.
I thought you really loved me.
I do really love you, but I'm
I
not...
I guess your love is strong enough.
Not to walk down to Whole Foods and get you just Tabasco sauce just for breakfast. You need to bring
it's
your...
It's going to be in my latest song.
Don't you know you're supposed to bring your own condiments with you?
Only my pillow knows.
Only your pillow knows what?
The tears that I shed.
Have you really shed tears lately?
When you don't do things that demonstrate your real love for me.
Like so basically,
going to the supermarket and getting a bottle of Tabasco sauce just for me.
So basically it's whatever, if I don't do what you want me to do, then you shed tears on your pillow?
Tears of sadness.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I washed your panties today.
I washed your... You did?
You did not wash my panties. I washed your panties. You left your pantaloons at my apartment. I did laundry, and I washed them. I washed them with delicate scent Downy. So your panties smell April fresh and floral fresh.
Did you bring them with you?
No, because I want to keep them in bed with me so that I can smell them when you're not there.
That's right, because those are the pajamas that I wear when I'm at your house.
That's right. So I put them in bed with me, and I smell them.
Very good. Now, let's see.
I bet you didn't know you smelled April fresh.
I did not. You know, I need to get a different kind of bounce, because I have the non-scented kind, so none of my stuff smells like spring fresh like your stuff.
Well, that's because you... don't really want to be April fresh.
Yes, I do. I swear, I need to use up this bounce, and then I'm going to... I barely was able to get my laundry done today because of that plumbing issue yesterday. They shut the water off, and it didn't go back on until, I don't know, like 11:30, 12 o'clock this morning. So I couldn't start my laundry, and I did 4 loads of laundry today.
I did, too.
So now I have fresh panties, and... No, I don't know what I was going to say. I did wash one of your t-shirts today. And I knew it was yours because it's much smaller than mine.
Yes, I shop in the junior petite department.
Why did you leave one of your t-shirts here? I don't remember.
What department do you shop in?
Regular men's department.
Are you junior petite?
No, I'm average. Depending on what the shirt is, it can either be a medium or a large.
Medium?
I do have a couple medium shirts in my closet.
That must be the ones I left.
You're so mean. I hate you. I'm just kidding. So, have you listened to any podcast this week?
I haven't, honey. I've been busy. As you know, I have my pet-sitting job, and I've been up to my neck in animal dander and litter boxes.
Well, then I'm glad you didn't listen, because I was saying some very mean things about you the other day.
What did you say?
I'm kidding, because I know you weren't listening. Yeah, I was telling the listeners how you really didn't care for the ABBA concert, even though you were up and dancing and singing.
Oh, well, the concert was fine. When I was a kid in the 70s, I didn't care for ABBA.
Yeah. Well, you know what I did? I played the encore song of Dancing Queen at the end of the podcast, and it had all of us singing in it.
That was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I'm glad we're not there tonight, though.
Oh, my God, it would be miserable. Well, listen, sweetie, I think we should wrap this up, because I need to get my ass in the shower and then go to... Well, actually, I need to edit this podcast first.
So. You're not smelling April fresh right
I'm
now.
I'm stinking right now. I'm so sorry. All I've done is sweat today. Anyway, so boys and girls...
Then don't eat hot vegetable soup when it's 105 degrees outside.
All right, I won't. It was 103, not 105. That's like it's a big difference. Anyway, boys and girls, have a wonderful rest of the week and a wonderful weekend, and we will be back on Monday. So until next time, say goodbye, boyfriend.
Goodbye!
He's in the middle of a yawn. Say goodbye, Nelson.
Bye.
Bye, boys and girls.